Hebrews chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to read 3-4 verses from each of these this morning. Let's start in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and honor God's word. Let's all stand, please. We'll then read the first four verses in Hebrews chapter 12, then we'll flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and pick up with verse 24. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, y'all. For consider him that endures such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. And flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And pick up with verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. I, therefore, so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not one that beateth the air. Again, as you look in Hebrews 12, verse 2, let us run with patience the races that is set before us. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let us run in a race, run all. I therefore so run, verse 26. This morning, simply to go with our theme of Vacation Bible School, the Lord has laid on me the message simply called, Run the Race. Let's go to prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for the privilege to stand up here behind this pulpit to preach the Word of God. Lord, I can't do it in my strength. Neither do I want to. And now I ask you, Lord God, move me aside. Move Bill Case aside. And Lord God, speak through me. May the words that come out of my mouth be your words. May the Christians in here be edified, be strengthened, be challenged this morning, that they can run their race, that they can finish their race, and glorify and honor you in it. Lord, I pray that you bless. And Lord, if there's someone here that's not saved, they haven't entered the race. They haven't entered the Christian life. And Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God have free reign to work in their heart this morning. Lord, bless the word of God, bless the teaching now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is not what I'll just share with you. One minute, you know, Pastor was going to be preaching a message this morning, and then Pastor's going away on a little, say, mini vacation, just 2 days, to get away for an anniversary. And then he wasn't, then he was going to be here, then he wasn't, you know, he wasn't, it was undecided because he's so busy and so many different things going, but needed to get away a couple days. He got away, and I was going to preach a message out of Timothy, and I was going to talk about, or John chapter 13, 14, let not your heart be troubled. I was going to preach, and I had it all, let not your heart be troubled. Things, how we get our heart in trouble and how we get saddened and things come in our life. But I came into the auditorium, I just came into the building Friday morning after prayer meeting. I just walked over here, and Lord, just, I don't want you to preach that. I want you to follow our theme of Vacation Bible School. I want you to go talk about running a race. And so, back to the drawing board. Hold out some things and just spend some time preaching. As way of introduction this morning, let me share a few things with you. Once we get saved, we're in the race. Amen? This race is not a sprint. It's not a 100-yard dash, 200-yard dash, 400-yard dash. Those, when I was in high school, or junior high and high school, in junior high I participated in modified track and I ran a little bit. I know it's hard to believe now looking at me closer to 300 pounds, but back then when I was a sophomore or eighth grader, freshman, ninth grade, 10th grade, I was just 120, 130, you know, it wasn't much, 140. And then I got in junior high. Then I got 16, got a job, and of course, first job, McDonald's, put on a little weight there. But it still wasn't bad because, you know, I went into the military, went to Army between my junior and senior years. I was in basic training that summer in Army. But then I went back to senior year, and then, of course, I was still Uncle Sam's property. So I had a, but I really didn't start gaining weight until after high school, into college. And when you're in college, you don't have much of a budget, so you ate what you can, and I ate a lot of food, free food at the restaurant. I worked at Wendy's. I worked at, forget the place. Hungry Howie's down in Florida when I first went to college down there. And then I went to, I guess a Ryan's. If you know what Ryan's is, a Golden Corral or something back there, and I worked as a prep. And so it's like, we get a free meal every day. And so it's like, this is my only meal I'm eating. So I ate a lot. And then college in Ohio. Then I guess it just went downhill from there a little bit. But anyway, it's not a 100-yard dash. It's not a 200-yard dash, 400-yard dash. Our race that we're in is like a marathon, 26.2. I really don't think that justifies the race that we're in really too. I don't think that's the right word. You know, we're in the race of life. When we enter the Christian life, Christian life involves a lot of hard work, this race. It requires us to give up whatever endangers our relationship with God. In our text and back in Hebrews, it talks about laying aside every weight. And weights don't always have to be sin, but the things that will trip us up, make us stumble, things. Then lay aside our sin. To run this race, we must run it with patience. To run this race, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. We stumble, we trip up when we take our eyes off the Lord. We stumble when we trip up when we put our eyes on ourselves and it comes about us. We stumble when we start focusing on the circumstances of life, the issues, the problems of life more. Running this race is not always easy. Honestly, at times it's just downright tough. Tiring, exhausting, difficult, discouraging. Why? Well, because we have an enemy. He don't want us to run our race. He don't want us to finish well. We have this world that has many distractions out there. We have this world that entices us in. And worst of all, we have this flesh that we deal with. We need to remember that we are running this race for the Lord and not for ourselves. We must realize that we need to keep our eyes on the prize, the finish line. Amen. I will be honest with you. When we're going through difficult times, going through some hardships, going through discouragement, it is easy to take our eyes off Jesus and focus on and looking at the problem, or some people just go and hide and not face anything. But if we're going to run our race and run our race correctly, there's some things we must And today, I want to give us some ways. Give us some ways that we need to run our race. We're in the race. We're all running the race. How are you running your race? This morning, just seven quick points on how to run a race. Number one, you see this in our text back in Hebrews chapter 12. You know that verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is before us. And again, in 1 Corinthians tells us to run that we can obtain, run not as uncertainty. As we run the race, there's rules. Number one, there's rules for the race. So I ask you the question, are you following the rules? Over in Romans chapter 9, Paul writes, and it talks about an Old Testament, about Moses. So then is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. It goes on and talks about Pharaoh and God using Pharaoh and stuff. But more or less saying, hey, are you running? Are you running the way I'm telling you to run? Are you doing the way I'm telling you to do it? We are running this race, and it's not run however you feel fit to run it. Not to do it just how you want to run it. We need to do, and that's what he tells Moses in Romans 9, is that you need to do it God's way. And you need to go tell Pharaoh you need to follow and do it God's way, or else you're not doing it right. There are rules in this race. We cannot just run the race any way we seem fit. Just like in real races, there's rules, there's regulations, and how you start the race. And there's a lot of time you hear the thing goes off and it's like, oh, the race didn't start because someone started too soon. They didn't come out of the blocks right. They started the race too soon. Even though, you know, the race we're talking about in the Bible is a lot of running and stuff, our theme in the here is press towards the mark and using a lot of car themes. And NASCAR and racing, their races, you know, how fast you can go on pit row, how fast in different things. There's rules, there's regulations in every kind of race there is. And you must follow the rules. If not, what happens in the race if you don't follow the rules? You get disqualified. Runners, race cars, whatever, how you get disqualified. The Christian race that you're in, there's rules. There's regulations that you must follow. What are some rules in racing? Well, false start. Another rule, and we got a little thing, you got to stay in your lane. You know, I like this, stay in your lane. And as you're running, you got to stay in your lane. You just can't, like, cut a person off, really, in actual running. You can get in trouble for that or thrown out. You got to stay in your lane. You got to, this might not be rules as in, but you got to wear the right gear. If you want to win the race, you want to succeed, you got to wear the right equipment, wear the right clothing, because weights can slow you down things. Performance, you know, there's things that you can do and there's things you cannot do. Performance enhanced drugs. If you do stuff like that, it's going to get you disqualified. Look at the Olympics a lot, right? Running the race, and he ran the race, but he was thrown out because he tested positive at the end of the race. In our Christian race, there are rules that the Lord wants us to follow. We need to lay aside things that will trip us up. We need to lay aside things that will mess us up, you could say. We need to stay in the boundaries. And I tell my own kids and I tell the teens, you know, you got all the freedom to do what you want to do inside the boundary. You got all the freedom. But once you step outside the boundaries, then you lose your freedom. And sometimes you go into bondage. And we have all the freedoms to run our race. We just got to stay in the boundaries that God has set up. Lay aside. Stay within the boundaries. Another rule, if you want to win, if you want to finish well, Listen to the coach. A lot of times we're out doing our own things and we're not listening to the coach. And of course, in our Christian race, the coach is our Lord. Amen? You think our coach wants us to fail? He has given us everything we need to succeed and to run our race and to finish well. We need to listen to the coach. We need to train hard. One of our theme at camp this year was cross-training, training, training, and telling the young people that we need to train. How's your training going? Are you working? Are you dedicated? Are you disciplined? There's a lot of rules. If we're going to run our race well, we got to follow the rules, number one. Number two, second thing I see, and number two and three goes hand in hand, go together well. Number two is that we need to run our race to win. To win. We're in the race to win. Not that I can get the glory for it, but over in back in Corinthians, talks about they did it to receive, well, let me flip back here. Verse 25, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they ran the race to attain a corruptible crown, but we run our race to receive an incorruptible crown. Amen? One that's not corruptible. Why am I running this race? I'm running my race to win this race. I want to win my race that I can receive the crown, that I can lay at the feet of Jesus one day. Amen? For I don't have to enter heaven empty-handed. Christians must run the race to win. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 27. We are to run to win. To win this race, it will take discipline. Paul uses the illustration in Corinthians here about running your race. They run all, but one received the prize, the winner. So run that you may obtain, every man for the mastery's sake, but we for the incorruptible crown. They therefore so run, not as uncertainty, but we run certain. We know what we're running. Paul said, I run certain. I am following the rules. I am in this race all the way to the finish line. I am in this race that I can bring honor and glory to my Lord. I'm in this race that I can store up treasures in heaven. I'm in the race to win. Paul used the illustration of the Christian life, the race, that it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of training here in Corinthians. A lot of training. A lot of self-denial. A lot of grueling preparation. When you go to get in a race, or he uses also about fighting too, you just don't get in a race and, okay, I've never done this, I've never practiced, but I'm going to run this half marathon, or I'm going to go run the Utica Boilermaker, the greatest 15K there, as they say. Do you go do that without ever running? No, because you won't even make it the first mile. Well, maybe you might make it a mile. I can make it a mile, two, three, walking. You know, I walk the trails over by my house. So I can walk a few miles, but, you know, I'm not going to set no world record on even walking. But usually if you're going to run a race, you train. You prepare for it. And if you get serious in it, you get very dedicated. You get up early, and you go running. You work out. And then when you're done running, you come back, and then you do some more workout. And then you run maybe more. But you put a lot of time. You put a lot of effort in it. Because you want to do the best you can in this race. And you want to finish this race the best you can. The boxer doesn't get in a fight and say, hey, I've never done this before, but I'm going to get in there and I'm going to box. You think, ain't that stupid? You train, you prepare for it. You run the race to win it. To win it, you got to put work in it. If we're going to run our race and we're going to win this race, we got to prepare for it. We need to train for it. How is your training in your Christian life going? Are you studying the Word of God? Or you just read it because, I know I need to read it. No, are you putting yourself into it? Are you reading it? Are you studying it? Are you meditating in it? Or are you just okay, I'm doing it because I'm supposed to do it. Young people, mom and dad's making me do it. I'm going to do it. No, are you doing it because you really want to get closer to God? You want God to speak to you. What's your prayer life? Are you praying? Are you praying really thinking God's going to answer your prayers? Are you praying in earnesty? Are you seeking God out? Your faithfulness to church. Are you doing it because, if I don't get there, pastor's going to come see me, and I don't want that, so I better go to church today. Or I better get there this month at least. Or are you really coming because you want to hear from God? You're here because you really want to worship the Lord. Are you here? How's your race going? Are you faithful? Are you faithful? Are you faithful in even telling others about Christ? How are you training? How are you running your race? Are you in it just to say I'm participating? Or are you in this race earnestly, sincerely? Are you in it to win it? And it goes right around with number three. Point number three, Christians must run the race to finish. To finish. People are dropping out. Just dropping out way, way too much. Young people. And we got a better rate than a lot of the churches out there. A lot of young adults stay in church. But out there a lot, when they hit their teenagers and they get out of the age of under the control of mom and dad or get on their own a lot, they just leave and never lighten the church doors again. As Christians, we must decide that we're going to run our race to finish it. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 through 8, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand." He goes on and says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth," verse 8, 1 Timothy 4, 8, "henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." There's people out there that don't finish their race well. Why? Because they get sidetracked. They get their eyes off Jesus. They're not looking forward to his appearing. Do you know that Lord Jesus Christ can come back at any time? Do you know it? Do you believe it? Do you live like he can come back today? A lot of Christians ain't running their race like he can come back today. And if the Lord came back today, he's going to catch many Christians off guard. Because they're not ready. They're not running their race like God wants them to run it. Christians must run their race to finish. Our time on earth might be short. We might not be here much longer. And I say hallelujah to that. Because I'm getting sick and tired of this place. But until he comes or until he takes me out, I'm in this race and I need to do this race the best I can, and so do you. So do you need to run your race. You need to finish. So many people get sidetracked. So many people get disqualified. So many people throw in the towel because it gets a little rough. It gets a little tough, and I just can't handle it. My feelings got hurt, and I'm not going back there. Some people just quit on the Lord. It's not easy. It's not easy. But you can do it. You can finish your race. I can finish my race. We can make it. No, we can't make it in our own strength and our own might and our own power, because it'll fall short. It'll let us down. I'm not the man of God that Apostle Paul was. And the Apostle Paul needed the Lord's help and he must die daily. He must look at the cross and keep close to the cross. So must I. So I can't do it in my own might, in my own strength. I need him all the way. And I look to Jesus to help me when the going gets tough. I look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of my faith. The author and finisher of your faith, amen. He can help you. He will help you finish your race. As Paul neared the end of his life, Paul had this confidence that he was faithful and that he was faithful in his race, his calling. Thus, at the end of his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when he was facing the finish line, when he was right at the end of it, he could look around the corner and knew that his Jesus was there to welcome him home. When you're at the end of your life, the end of your race, preparing for death, preparing to cross the finish line, how will you end? How will you finish? Paul was faithful to the end. How will you end? How will you finish? We will stand before the Lord one day and we all will give account. We have Jesus to look to. He has given us the Holy Spirit of God to help us. We have the completed Word of God. We have the church. We have the church family to help us. Number four, as Christians, we must run our race not in the world. Not in this world. Problem is that people are getting tripped up because they're getting involved in the world too much. They're getting 1 Peter, if you want to turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, start with verse 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banquet, abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strong, that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? The problem is a lot of Christians are running their race with one foot in the world and one foot in Christianity. You know, yes, I'm in church. Yes, I read my Bible. Yes, so I'm living the Christian life. But I'm also enjoying the pleasure of the world, too. They're living with both, doing both. Doesn't go well. You can't do it. You can't run your race. You got to choose. You must choose. You're all in or you're out in running your race fully for the Lord. Thank God, you know, race has nothing to do with our salvation. Amen. The Christian, problem is a lot of people are running one foot in the world and one foot in the Christian. You can't run your race like this. Romans chapter 12, we know the verses, verse 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it goes on in verse 2, and be not conformed, what? To this world. Don't get conformed to this world. Don't say, man, I love what's this world. I like things. Don't get caught up in this world. It says, be not conformed to this world, but what? Be ye transformed. I'm not going to live like the world. I'm not going to have one foot in the world and one foot serving God. No, I'm going to get all in and I'm going to be transformed. by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Too many are conformed with this world. Too many people are living in the pleasures of this world and what they can get out of this world. Get your eyes off the world. Get your eyes out of the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. A lot of you know this verse. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the preacher. No, not saith the preacher. Saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Come out from the world. Separate yourself from the world. If you run your race, you got to run your race without the world. Yes, we're here, and we're to be salt, and we're to be light on this world. But the problem is that too many are losing our salt, and our lights are growing so dim that others in the world don't even know that we're Christians. They don't see much difference in Christians these days out there. Separate yourself. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, what? The love of the Father is not in him. So do you love this world or do you love the Lord? Do you love the Heavenly Father? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Some people think worldliness is just external behavior. People associate that with places, things they do, places they go. But a lot of it's internal. Before the world enticing you to go do sin, a lot of times you see it first. And then you kind of do it inside, or you play it out inside your mind first. Before you ever done it, you thought it. A lot of worldliness happens inside. So if we're going to run our race, we must run our race away from the world. Amen. Number 5, Christians must run their race without sin. Galatians 5:7, ye did run well. Paul goes on and says, what did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? What hindered you? What hindered you from running the race the best you could? Because you let sin trip you up. You let sin take you out. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you guys read that last verse, verse 27. He goes on, we'll flip back over there real quick. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. Paul says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. And I talk about castaway, and I'll talk more about it tonight in a message geared to us to succeed. How to succeed, how to win tonight. But he said, I must keep myself because he didn't want, under subjection, because he didn't want to be a castaway. Worthless, useless. Up in the youth room upstairs, we got a bookshelf up there, and we got our notebooks on there, and I said, you know, don't get to the place that God has to put you on the shelf. Run your race without sin. None of us are perfect, and yes, we do sin. We do mess up. But I don't want to sin. Yes, sometimes I sin, but I don't want to. And I hope that's you, that you don't want to. And when you do sin, that you feel guilty, you feel wrong, and that you want to get right with God. And you want to go do 1 John 1, 9. And you want to get back up. A just man falls down 7 times, but he gets back up. He dusts himself off, and he gets back in it. Because he wants to finish his race well. Ye did run well, but something hindered you. Sin. Christian, get out of the sin business. Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. And I'm tired of hearing this. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help it. They were all doing it. You don't have to sin. Sin does not have to have dominion over you, amen? It don't have to have the power. Romans chapter 6. If you haven't studied this, study this out. Romans 6, 7, and 8. So great three chapters in the middle. And it deals with justification turned into sanctification. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also walk in the newness of life. Newness of life. Key there. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this now, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Are you dead to the old man? If so, you're free from sin. Sin don't have to have control of you. Now if you be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed to your sin, unto sin, and alive unto God through who? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have to live in the sin business. I do not have to sin. Sin does not have to have dominion over me. I got to die to this old man, this old flesh, and live in the spirit and the power of God. That's all about Romans 8. Romans 7 is all about flesh, flesh, flesh. So we must run without sin, number six, and I will move quickly here. Christian must run the race with wisdom. If you're going to run your race, and you're going to run it well, you got to run it with wisdom. Galatians 2:2, I went up by revelation, communicated unto them the gospel which I preach, but privately to them with the reputation, lest by any means I should run my race, run in vain. Paul say, the ways of the Gentiles, the ways of the Jewish people, I walked away. God says, Paul said, I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. But he still went and sought counsel, sought wisdom, discernment from others. Paul didn't just say, hey, I'm doing it my way no matter what. He looked and got wisdom from people. Lord has put people in our life to help us in this race. Don't try to be the maverick, say, I'm just going to do it on my own. Lord gives us others to help us run our race. When people try to give you advice, give you counsel, listen, there might be some good in it. The Lord might try to be using them to help you run your race well. Look with wisdom. Look for discernment. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, what does he tell you to do? Let him ask God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and shall be given him. James speaks of wisdom here, talking about discernment. Wisdom begins with respecting of God, leads you to living right, running your race right, and results in ability to have more discernment in your wisdom, knowing that, man, I shouldn't go that way because that might trip me up. Or I shouldn't do this. Getting more wisdom. Seek wisdom, people. Seek advice. Get discernment. If you want wisdom, you must decide to go get it. Wisdom don't come easy. It takes resolve. It takes determination, discipline, dedication. Wisdom and containing and getting wisdom is a continued process. Ah, I got wisdom. I arrived. No, you got to keep getting wisdom. You got to keep giving discernment. Why? But you can run your race well. Number 7, last but not least this morning. As Christians, we must run our race with rejoicing or with joy. Run your race with joy. Philippians chapter 2, Paul says this in verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither did I labor in vain. So Paul says, I run rejoicing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I run my race with joy. I count my ministry of serving, not in vain, not in labor, because I did it with a joy. At times, people might let me down. Newsflash, they're human. People will let you down. People will fail you. You will fail yourself. But Christ never will, amen? But he said, I run my race with joy. Joy what? Knowing that Jesus Christ saved me. And Jesus Christ is with me. And he's never going to give me more than I can bear, more than I can handle. Amen? That he's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. Amen? And that just around the corner, I'm going to cross over into the promised land. And my race on this earth is going to be finished. And Paul says, man, I can be beaten. I can be bitten by a snake. I can be thrown in prison not once, not twice, 3 times. I can be left for dead. I can be shipwrecked. I can go through it all. But it's okay. I'm going to have joy. And I'm going to sing in that cell. And I'm going to praise my Lord because he did it all for me. And soon, I'm going to be crossing the finish line. Amen? So he ran his race with joy. This morning, I simply close, simply asking you, how are you running your race? First, are you in the race? Are you in the race? I hope so. If not, come talk to me. Talk to somebody how you can be saved and know for sure you're going to heaven. Most important decision you can make this day is what you do with Jesus. But you as Christians in here, you're in the race. How are you running it? Are you running by the rules? Are you running the race to win? Are you running to finish it? Or are you getting entangled, tripping up in this world? Are you running in the world? Are you running with sin in your life? Are you running with wisdom? Are you running with joy? Every head bowed, eyes closed, as Faith goes to the piano this morning. How are you running your race today? As Faith will play on the piano softly, if God has spoken to your heart this morning, I pray that you will take time and do some business with the Lord. Seek him. Pray. Ask the Lord to help you in your race. Are you in the race for the right reason? Are you coming to church because of the Lord? Are you running your race well? Are you tangled up in sin or entangled up in the world? Stop. The world don't have to entice you. Sin don't have to have reign, dominion over you. give it to God and say, God, forgive me. And turn away from it and turn back to God. Pick yourself off, wipe yourself off, and get back in the race. And finish well from here on out. Run your race with joy, folks. Seek wisdom. Seek discernment from others. Ask God for help. Well, praise the Lord. Again, I just, Lord, directed towards this Vacation Bible School and say, hey, we need to run our race, folks. Run our race, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Anyway, let's pray and be dismissed. Sunday school class, Brother Morrison in here right after, and hope to see you back here tonight as we talk about how to succeed, how to win tonight, and we hear from the young people and see slides and camp and hear testimonies. So encourage you and encourage you to come alongside the young people and the youth and really pray for them and help them to succeed also. Amen. Heavenly Father, I do thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. And Lord, I just pray that we take heed to what we heard this morning. Apply things to our life that we can better run our race. That we can finish well. That we can be faithful to the end. And that we can have joy. Let us lay aside the weights of sin. Help us to focus on you and look unto you. Not get distracted. And Lord, help us to trust you more. Pray you bless now. Dismiss us in your care, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.